Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm here with my boys, Mailman and Duke. How y'all doing today, fellas?
What up?
What's up, everybody?
I'm good. Hope everybody's doing good.
All right. We got a couple topics that are near and dear to us. We want to thank everybody for all the love, but let's get into it, man. Our first topic of the day comes from a post that I saw on TikTok, man, and we're just going to talk about it, about people who need you and their behavior. So let's go ahead and react to the video, and we're going to talk about it.
Uncle Shay Shay out here preaching the absolute facts. Agree.
Yeah, this is what we know. People will behave a certain way if they think you need them and you don't have other options. We've been in relationship. Everybody's been in a relationship. As long as you think that person needs you, you'll act a certain way. The moment that you don't think they need you, you will behave in a manner that's appropriate.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and talk about it. What is that... What do y'all get from that, man? How y'all feel about what he said right there?
What behavior are we talking about here? You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of got to thinking, like, this kind of speaks to the core of who a person is when he's, you know, when he made the statement. And he's saying, like, there's, like, three different characteristics that I like to point out when it comes to, like, helping somebody. One, you have the type of person that, you know what I'm saying, likes to help people just out of the kindness of their heart, who just simply gets pleasure from the feeling of knowing that they've helped somebody, what I call the benevolent helper. And then you have the type of people that help people out of a sense of obligation. Like, for example, like you're in a relationship with somebody and they come and ask you for some help and you feel like you're obligated to help that person because that's your significant other. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you have the type that likes to help people because it makes them feel like they're better than the person that they are helping. Or, you know what I'm saying? And with these three different types of behavior or types of people come three different types of behavior. You know, the first one, the more developed and the benevolent one, their behavior is more genuine. Right. And then the second one is not as genuine as the first one, but I think it's a kind of dangerous one, because when you start helping somebody out of a sense of obligation, then you start to resent that person if you're doing it and you don't really want to do it. So, I mean, that second one can kind of be a little bit sticky. So then you go on to the third one. So And so then, and now, in my opinion, the third one is the worst type that you can be. Anytime you do something for someone just to satisfy your own ego or superiority over that person only speaks to how ugly of a person you truly are. Mm-hmm. If that's the only way that you can feel better about yourself is by behaving in a manner that puts you on a pedestal, it only shows that how small of a person that you really are, you know, and how much you lack the basis of common decency afforded to any human being. Mm. And, you know, that's just in my opinion. Now, I believe he's referring to the third person, you know, in the case, because he said, as long as you think that person needs you, you'll behave a certain way, but the moment you think that person doesn't need you, you'll behave in a manner that's appropriate. Basically, he's saying the moment you realize that person doesn't need you, you'll show your true colors, or people will start seeing you for who you really are, and that person's behavior will, you know, kind of shine through. But basically, all he's saying is that you can treat a person like shit when you know that they need you and have no other options, but not so much when they can stand on their own two feet. Mm. That's kind of what I got from that. by him saying that. So to me, it kind of just speaks to be careful how you treat people when they are in need of something. And, you know what I'm saying, what type of person do you really want to be? Are you going to be a benevolent person to help people out of the kindness of your own heart? Or are you going to be a person to help somebody out of obligation? Or are you helping somebody just to make yourself feel superior?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's you took that shit way deeper than I did. I was thinking about work, but Well, go ahead, dude. What were you? How do you take it, man?
I mean, look, he basically saying, when a motherfucker think that you need them, they going, that's the type of person that's going to talk shit all the time, basically. Oh, you ain't shit, you ain't this, because they think that you need them. So they got that quote unquote power over you. And that's when they show they ass, basically. But when you got that come up and y'all on the same ground, or even you, the person in quote unquote power or what have you, that's when they treat you a certain kind of way with the proper respect that you mm-hmm. should be getting in the first place. That's why I mm-hmm. took it. Like, Mailman, you took it a deep process way. My answer is only going to take 2 minutes. And we said basically the same thing. So,
mansplaining. I told you. that's what it is. That's that mansplaining.
That might be it.
That's exactly what it is.
I took it like,
that's how I took it.
I took it like I had a job not too long ago. I should say that. I had a job way long ago where me and the owner got into a disagreement. I felt like he was treating certain managers differently based off of how long they've been there versus the new managers. Not that we were getting any preferential treatment or we weren't being treated the same way. It was just like, oh, why are you requiring all managers to work certain days except for the managers that you've had for a while, right? If it's a company policy, then it's a company policy. Stop acting like it's not. And so me and him disagreed on it, whatever the case may be. And then one of the managers and I got into it, and he suspended me for like two days or like for a week. He suspended me for a week. I was like, all right, cool. And so me and some of the other managers, we set it up. I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to Vegas then. I'm going on vacation on this week. You buy, you know what I mean? Use my ETO. Came back and I was like, hey, I want to thank you for this opportunity. I'm going to put in my 2 weeks notice. And he was like, really? I was like, yeah, I'm qualified to work damn near anywhere I want. Why do I want to sit here and let you belittle me? Like, I ain't got no options. And he sat there and he was like, okay, well, I appreciate you working here. And he was like, you know, and I'm sorry we disagreed and everything. I walked away. And then about a week later, I talked to one of the other managers. He said he walked straight into my office. He said, can you come here? And he was like, I did not think he was going to do that fast. Saying that he thought that he was going, he didn't like the
manager. He thought you needed him. That's
right,
why.
Right. One of the other managers didn't like the fact of how I managed because people wanted to work for me. So she felt like I was stealing staff. Which I wasn't. I don't do that. That's grimy, right? That's some grimy shit. But so she was trying to get me out the door and accusing me of doing other stuff that wasn't right or whatever the case may be. And then all of a sudden he comes in and he's like, fine, we'll try to get him to be demoted by pointing out things that he's not doing or disagreements that he's having. And then sure enough, when he saw that I had a 2 week notice, he was like, I did not think he would leave that fast. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to play this shit, man.
No shit.
And it just goes to that idea of how if people need you, they treat you differently than if mm-hmm. they know you have options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like my grandma used to call it, she's called motherfuckers showing their ass.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, until you put your foot up it, then that's the end of it.
Right.
Basically. Yep.
Damn sure, right.
Yeah, that's what that is.
That's why I say I think people like that are some of the lowest fucking people on the place from the face of the fucking planet. Like these motherfuckers, I have no respect for people that does that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
I just don't.
My daughter was just telling me the other day. She was like, "This boy I used to be my friend. He was picking on me. He was just really, really rude, Daddy." I was like, "Damn, that sucks." He was like, "Yeah," and then he started calling me ugly.
I'm like, you should have smacked him. She's like, Daddy, when he turned around, I slapped him as hard as I could in the back of the head. He stumbled and fell. I was like, my nigga, that is what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Fuck them kids. Shit. Get it.
You almost made me spill my coffee. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Y'all know me. I'm small cat, little girl. Look, be ready. We about that action, boy.
Yeah.
So, nah, man, it speaks to it. It's kind of what's happening in the workforce right now, right? There's a lot of companies that are like, we didn't realize that these people are leaving the workforce. Because most people aren't quitting jobs and doing nothing, right?
They working from home.
Well, yeah. Well, look at America, right? In the last 6 months, more people have quit their jobs than ever before. Also, in the last 4 months, more people has filed for individual business loan or business patents and licenses than ever before in the United States. It's not a coincidence. People are like, if I can make the same money at home, taking care of my kids, supporting my family, and doing what it is I want to do, and not have to put up with a bullshit-ass manager telling me when and not how many calls I got to take for T-Mobile,
I'm gonna do it. Fuck you, motherfuckers.
Yeah. But hey, man, let's keep going, man. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Not too long ago, we had the lovely Bahia Shabazz on one of our episodes to talk to us about Brown Girls Do Invest. Brown Girls Do Invest is a nonprofit organization established to educate women to invest in stocks, real estate, and to acquire multiple lines of income while encouraging women to invest and build a diverse financial portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest develops money management skills and positive behavior in middle school and high school children, as well as the working class woman, to improve opportunities to build that diverse portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest offers a year-round education, community-based programs, educational meetings, financial literacy programs, and even a mentorship program. Definitely check out browngirlsdoinvest.com and also on their Twitter and Facebook at Brown Girls Do Invest for more information. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. Going to a second segment of the day, man. And we're talking about another video that came across our TikTok page, man. It's about this.
You watch a lot of motherfucking TikTok because every goddamn video you want to share is from TikTok.
Well, actually, so for your information, this is actually from a podcast, right? That they post.
What did it say? I say on the, that they host on what?
They post the podcast on YouTube. They share it on TikTok.
What? Where?
They share it on TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. Like, what the fuck did I just say? Motherfucking TikTok. Like I said.
You do realize we on TikTok.
Ain't no we. I ain't get my damn permission.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know he was on fucking TikTok. Exactly. I didn't even know he was on TikTok. I didn't get no concises on this shit either.
Oh my God. To our listeners,
against our will.
I hope y'all be listening to the podcast because I'm pretty sure in the beginning, I'm like, we're at TRDcast on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook.
I ain't never heard you say TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't never heard you say the TikTok party either. I hear the Facebook and the Instagram, but for whatever reason.
And Twitter and some other shit. Like, I think when you start naming them shits off, I just start blacking that shit out. I just consciously check out, like, oh my God, here we go with this laundry list. And I'm like, I'm checking out.
This motherfucker is traumatized. Anyway,
check out.
We are on TikTok. Please follow us. We're the Real Dream Podcast on TikTok, or you can just do hashtag TRDcast. And just because these motherfuckers won't act like me on TikTok, guess what? This weekend, I'm going to go through our video or our episodes. I'm posting a ton of clips on TikTok. Watch. We're going to be all over there. Watch.
Say it with your chest.
Always, forever.
Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest.
Man, let's get into it, man. Let's get into it. We talking to we talking about a woman on TikTok, or as Duke says, a video of a woman that's talking about being toxic and about the idea of being over 30 and single. So let's go ahead and listen to it and react. Here we go.
It's gonna be argument. That no, I'm saying.
At the end of the day, if you are in your late 20s, early 30s, late 30s, and you're single, you are somehow toxic. There's something that's not working.
That's not true.
You've been dating since you were 16 years old. Like, now you're damn near 40 and you're still single. There is something wrong with you. Honestly speaking, when I hit 25, I was like, damn, there is something probably wrong.
It's crazy.
Maybe it's me being toxic.
Is this what I'm hearing?
But I mean, why? Women, men get married by the time they're in their late 20s, early 30s.
You don't
toxicity 30s. Isn't the only
reason. It's about age.
Okay,
thank
but
you.
I'm just saying, so you're just being single out here for no reason.
Yes,
a man find a good
yes,
man. A woman find a good man, you're just single and you're not.
Some women don't want men.
Some women don't.
She needs some hooked on phonics or something. I barely understood what the hell she said.
That's fucked up.
Maybe that's why her ass is a 30 and single, because the motherfucker can't understand a word that she said.
I understood that, bitch. I mean that lady.
No, you didn't. You
don't understand what she said.
I don't know. You didn't understand it. You was like, you said I understood that, bitch.
I thought this was the second topic, not ratchet news.
I know, right?
I thought that'd be sound ratchet than a motherfucker. That's all I'm saying, yo.
She almost 25. She believes that people who are single.
No, she said 30. When she was 25.
Yeah, yeah.
But see, y'all, I told y'all I could understand.
Yeah, I ain't understand nothing.
All I knew is I was like, single and 30, man. Let's talk about, because I know people that's been single all the way up into their late 30s, early 40s. So, man, let's talk about
it. Damn right.
Do you feel like there's something wrong with people if they are single for that long?
It's something wrong with people no matter what. It don't matter what age. It's crazy motherfuckers at 18. It's crazy motherfuckers at 99. It don't matter.
Shit, right?
Crazy is crazy. So yeah. I don't understand what she's talking about. Being like
toxic.
Toxic is toxic. It don't matter how old you are. If you a toxic motherfucker, you a toxic motherfucker. Some motherfuckers is born into toxicity and there ain't shit they can do about it. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that you need to figure out on your own. If your ass is toxic, how you going to become untoxic? And I don't give a fuck if that's not a word, because I'm going with it anyway. Untoxic.
But I think that's what she's speaking to, though. I think that's what she's speaking to, though. She's actually saying that, you know what I'm saying, people that are still single at their age must have realized that, you know what I'm saying, they are toxic in themselves and decided not to get out there on the market anymore and be involved and further being involved in more bad relationships, and that's why they single. And so when somebody approached them and be like, how old are you, 30 something years old and you still single, oh, something must be wrong with you, meaning that, oh, you must be toxic and you know you are, so you decided to take yourself out of the dating pool. Like, I think I can't really speak for it, but I think that's what she's trying to hit at.
So as someone that has been single within my 30s and even in my early 40s, I did that shit on purpose because I didn't want to deal with other motherfuckers. That's why I decided I wanted to take time for me. That ain't got nothing to do with me either being toxic or not being toxic. That was me being adult and seeing what the shit is out there and understanding the world more and realizing that everybody ain't your friend or everybody isn't a good person, and you got to step back sometimes and be like, okay, let me just motherfucking play the room for a minute and see what's out there. And if you see what's out there, a lot of times that shit's going to scare you into staying single, right? Because it's crazy out there. I don't care if I met, you know, somebody in their 30s, 40s, even 50s. If you're single, you're single. You have your own reason. So you know what I'm saying? If we get to that part of a conversation, you know, if someone asks me, oh, why are you single? That's what my answer going to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was more ratchet in my 20s and toxic and shit in my 20s. By the time I reached 30, 35 and on, that's when it was like, you slow the fuck down. So I think it's the exact opposite. In some ways, if you lucky enough to find your mate, your soulmate in your early 20s, then, you know, God bless you. But a lot of times you don't find that soulmate into your 30s and 40s sometimes now.
Yeah. I think that's because
No, and I think that I agree with you, Duke. I think that a lot of people, it basically depends on the person. Like, you date when you're ready to freaking date. Not, you know what I'm saying, because of what age you are, you know.
Yeah.
You could be freaking 60 years old, and if you decide you want to hit the dating scene again, you're going to hit the dating scene again.
Exactly, yep.
It doesn't, I understand which the points that she was trying to make. Now, do I necessarily agree with it? I think it's more layers to that shit than, you know what I'm saying, than just thinking that somebody, you can't automatically assume that somebody's toxic because they single and they in their late 30s or something like that.
Exactly.
I don't think that's fair to people. You can't just go around doing that shit. Yeah.
In, a lot of ways, that's the toxic thinking right there, to automatically put that on somebody just because of their age. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. So, fuck that. I am going to put that on people because of their age. So, I'm going to disagree with both of y'all. Because it's not if you're in your 30s and single. If you under the age of 27, you toxic. Let me tell you something. Let me break this down right now. If you are under 27, that means you are fully understanding what the talking stage is, which in reality makes no fucking sense. Yes. I'm on my soapbox again. That shit make no sense. What we talking for? What we talking for? That's what communication is about. I don't want to talk.
That's
to
what
you.
Talking is.
Yeah. No.
Thank you.
You know you can. Do you know what a situationship is? I don't fucking know. That shit don't make no damn sense.
I know what the fuck that is.
There's motherfuckers out here right now. I saw a video the other day.
A situationship is when you with somebody that you don't really want to be with, or you really want to be with them, but you love entertaining other prospects at the same time.
That shit sounds toxic. You see what I mean?
It is.
Right.
It is very much so.
So, like, I saw a video the other day. It was like this woman went to go see her boyfriend of 4 months, and he asked, "So, what are we?" Bitch, she thought you were dating, but you not. Like, y'all been together 4 months. Y'all done, like, y'all. I literally met a woman the other day.
Well, that's where,
like, I'm going to move in comes with her, but we're not dating.
That's where communication comes from, where you have that conversation so there's no lines that are blurred, so everybody knows exactly where they stand.
This is why we say the dating pool, the dating scene is fucking screwed up right now, because motherfuckers don't even know what the fuck they doing, you know what I mean, or what type of relationship they have with each other.
Nah, not at all. Dumbasses.
Or be in an entanglement.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck her. Nah, you want to hear Daily News get on a soapbox?
Talking about entanglement. That's what that situationship sound like.
Yo,
it's the same fucking thing.
It ain't entanglement. That situationship is like you said. I tried to get into a situation. Maybe it got serious. Maybe it got not. And now I'm trying to get out of the situation or into the situation and escalate it. Nah, she was fucking August. That's the problem. I didn't know the situation or entanglement. Fuck all that.
It's an entanglement.
Boy,
she got entangled.
I apologize to our listeners for my outburst of my language. Man, y'all don't understand how much pain I have for Will Smith and the Jada Pinkett Smith situation, bro.
That motherfucker got triggered.
Yes, yes. Listen. For all my life, when that man was singing West Philadelphia Born and Raised, I'm like, I live right down the block from you, boy. I know exactly where that is. I grew up on this dude, right? Like, Will Smith, in reality, if you look at his entire catalog, is one of the most genuine people out there in Hollywood. There's like, you can't have he doesn't really have a blemish except for Willow Smith shaving her head. That's it. Like, that's it.
That ain't on him.
I know it's not on him. It's not on him. Like, that's the closest thing to a blemish this man has.
Are we going to talk about the Will Smith and the Red Table Talk with Jada? Is that what we're talking about now?
Nah, I'm just talking
apparently,
about...
Apparently, that must be the second topic.
Do you know Will Smith was one point in time was one of the few actors in America that every movie he had, he guaranteed $20 million? There was like 4 actors in America at this time. Now he old, so he like taking pay cuts and shit, which I get. And you sleep with August? Like,
you say, hey, let's not forget who Jada is, too. Now, you know what I'm saying? Poetic Justice fucking set it off. Like, you know what I'm saying? The Matrix. Like, let's not forget Jada Smith was fucking doing her fucking thing, too. Though.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
She's been around. She was friends with Pac.
Yes.
She's been around for a while, too, now.
I get Pac. You can't sit there and tell me when Will Smith, true fact, actually got offered the lead to The Matrix. He got offered the spot for Neo, but the pitch he didn't like, and so he turned it down for Wild Wild West, which ended up being a huge mistake, because then they recast Neo and Morpheus, and Neo as Keanu Reeves, and Morpheus as the black man. They recast that because Will Smith turned it down. So you telling me that we going to celebrate Jada Pinkett Smith for getting his leftovers? No.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, though, that we know who she is, too. She's been around for a while, too. That's what I'm saying. I'm not celebrating her or, you know what I'm saying, but I'm not devaluing her either.
I'm not devaluing her either. Okay. What she did devalue. What she did, you see what I'm saying? She did.
Stuttering and shit.
Oh, he is triggered, boy. Like, damn. Well, how do you really feel about Jada? Hey, let's go get that clear the air. Let's get that shit out the way. How do you really feel about Jada?
Y'all want to hear about it?
Yeah,
y'all want to hear about it?
No.
Come on.
No.
Y'all
no,
want to hear about it?
No, we do not.
I do. I want to hear this shit.
Lord,
I
want to
hear this shit. Come on. It.
We ain't got this time, but we can. I will, boy.
I want to hear this rant.
The shit that I, boy, look.
Listen to how passionate he is about this shit.
Yes, you have no idea
where all this passion
comes
from.
No idea. If you could, like, I could feel the veins popping out of my neck because of this shit.
I can see it. I can see the motherfucker.
Lord have mercy.
I'm blessed above.
I'm gonna lead this to our listeners. We're gonna cut this segment and just end it because we already talked about what we were talking about. This whole dirty and being toxic thing. It's just dumb. You're stupid. We know that. If y'all want to hear me rant about Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith, please comment on the description.
Don't comment.
Don't want to hear it. I will spend a whole fucking episode on this.
Don't encourage him,
go that far, but yeah,
I'll do a whole segment.
I want to understand the fucking
definition of entanglement.
And then he made a song.
See, Duke, you going getting around them all over again.
If y'all want to hear about this, man, and how I really feel about Jada Pinkett Smith, please like and comment. Let's hear it on Real Dream Podcast on Facebook, Twitter,
we'll talk about
Instagram,
it.
And TikTok. Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick commercial break, man. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. We're excited to announce our partnership with Greenlight. Our Greenlight card. Yeah.
Hold on. I wrote a commercial. You want to hear it? Here you go. Greenlight. Because I use it and they're paying me for it. Right. Cha-ching. Bam, baby. There you go.
And that's commercial. All right. Back to the show.
And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to a third segment of the day.
On the next episode of Ratchet News. Me. Let's get ratchet, motherfucker.
Yeah, a little melody with that one, boy.
You say
that boy good. Right. That boy good.
That was good. Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Duke used to be lead singer for the Stylist. So.
Stylist. Yeah. But you, my God.
Don't get
temptation.
Temptation.
Temptation. Temptation. You don't see the temptation.
Yeah. Right. Oh, man, let's get into this shit.
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, man. We're talking about today's ratchet news of the day, man. The police charge a parent who assaults a referee at a middle school basketball game. Man, let's get into it. In King County, Washington, a bad call by a parent has led to them both behind bars. The video that has made its ways around social media shows a parent taking matters into their own hands at an eighth grade basketball game at Kenmore Middle School. Kenmore police say after the skirmish between players, a parent rushed the court and assaulted one of the referees at Thursday night's game. His injuries were severe enough that he was transported to a nearby hospital.
Damn.
Yeah. It's not in this article, but he actually broke his orbital bone and busted his nose.
Damn.
I had to look into it. Dude. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
School basketball game has stepped way out of bounds. Police say he assaulted Andrew Scheinthal. Got that video. He is breaking it down for us tonight. And Andrew, you're at the Kenmore Middle School where the assault went down.
Middle school. And you know what, Monique? I was actually speaking to a referee tonight who was telling us that there's a shortage of referees across the state, and they're concerned that situations like the one we saw here at Kenmore on Thursday night are just going to make matters worse. A bad call on the court, but this one is intense at an eighth grade basketball game at Kenmore Middle School. Kenmore police say after a skirmish between players, a parent rushed the court and assaulted one of the referees at Thursday night's game. Video making the rounds on social media shows the parent knocking the referee deported to a nearby hospital.
We've had our situations, but nothing to what you saw last night.
Todd Stordahl is the executive director of the Washington Officials Association. He says referees are used to the boos and jeers, but not the physical attacks.
There's never a reason, especially at a middle school or high school level, to cross that line and take it personal with an official.
A spokesperson with the North Shore School District says they do not condone violence of any kind, adding the expectation is that participants, parents, and spectators uphold and model the highest standards of sportsmanship. Kenmore police say this charges.
Yeah, man.
Felony assault.
Yeah. Same plan.
Damn. You got knocked the fuck out, man. Damn.
So let's get into it, man. What y'all, boy, what do y'all think about this? And full disclosure, the referee is 77 years old.
No, damn. Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's fucked up.
He bum rushing senior citizens out here.
Because at first I was like, well, I ain't gonna be too judgmental, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been at some games before, and I want to beat shit out of the ref too. Like, I was watching my daughter's older brother play, and this is high school football, his last game before the playoffs, and they literally got cheated out of that game by the refs. And the refs knew that what they did, because as soon as the last whistle was blown, these motherfuckers was off the fucking field in the parking lot in their vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I literally watched that motherfucker blow the last whistle and, you know, beeline straight for the parking lot. I want to be like, I ain't gonna be hypocritical and say I wouldn't have whooped that motherfucker ass, because I was watching that ref because I want to whoop his ass. You know what I'm saying? So I can't be a hypocrite and say I don't understand how he would do that. But then you hear that it was a 77-year-old man. Like, you could have cut him some slack. You don't fucking go and break the man's hit the old man. That's fucked up. Dude need his ass whooped. I see why they gave him a fucking felony for that bullshit.
Did they say why he, like, what drove him to that?
A bad call. So it was, if you see the video, I'm trying to find the video now, but in the video, there's a skirmish where one of the kids shoulder checks another kid, and then the kid goes and retaliates, and then another kid pushes him. The ref goes to break it up, trips, and knocks over the guy's kid. And so when the ref goes to pick him up, he's still trying to separate the skirmish. He's like, "You okay?" You can see he's picking up the kids, like, "My bad, I kind of rushed." He's like, you can see he's trying to rush it. Then this dad bum rushes and knocks over the ref and just, like, boom, like, you know, blindsided behind the back, boom, face planted onto the ground. Dad's 220 pounds, 6'3". This ref's like 5'7", you know, older guy.
Damn.
Here's my issue. If you watch the video, which I'm going to pull up here in a second, he actually hit the wrong ref.
Oh, no shit.
Well, first off, he's a little bitch for hitting a 77-year-old man any goddamn way.
I don't care what
the situation is. Respect your elders, man. That man like ain't a nothing to him.
Like a motherfucker.
That's ridiculous. This is pissed off news. This ain't no goddamn rational. This is pissed off news.
No shit.
If that was my grandfather, yo.
I would have got... Yeah. I would have got a felony.
Exactly. Fuck that, yo. I'm actually surprised nobody else jumped on the dude for that.
Mm. He probably ran out the building like a little bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Probably. He got anger issues, but you know what to fix that? An ass whooping.
A right? Good old ass whooping.
That'll fix that shit. An ass whooping.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
So, what the fuck? Man. Why? Why? Like, that made no sense at all. Mm-mm.
Nope. Not even a little.
They kids, man. Chill out. They eighth graders. You ain't got to like the call and shit like that.
And was that his son that did the shrug shit?
I think so. Yeah, that was his son. That was his son. Shrug.
Yeah, pushed the motherfucker in the back when they walking off shit.
So he clipped him in the head. That was the foul at the end of the play. Kid got upset, and then he walked back, shoulder checked him, and then his teammate pushed him out the way, was like, you're not going to do that. We're not doing that.
Right, all right. Of a sudden,
yeah, man. I'm the wrong ref. You so blind with anger, you can't even fuck with the right person.
Right. Exactly. He should have been. If anybody, he should have got that kid that pushed his son after he did that shoulder check. That's the motherfucker that got it in.
Now, if you look at the refs, there is a very starking difference between the two. One, he was 77 years old. The other one looked like if you hit him, he gonna hit you back. So that's probably
you mean that he's black?
Not because he's black, but because he's black. You know what I mean? Look, man. Shit. Look,
yeah, he was like, yeah, I don't want them problems. I'm gonna get this other motherfucker though.
And you ain't even do that like
that. That can't fight back. He a coward.
You didn't hit him.
Exactly.
You didn't push him. You shoulder checked him to the ground, and then immediately back
that motherfucker like he was Kung Fu Panda or something.
and then you immediately bounced away. Like what? What? Like you
belly gone?
You know what I mean? Like come on, man.
I ain't in the body segment, but that rotund motherfucker did use his body as a weapon against that referee.
That belly. Put that belly on.
Put that belly on. He did. Fucking coward. Oh, that's some fucked up shit, man.
Yep, got that belly.
Gonna have some funny shit going on this time. That's some pissed out shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you want some funny shit? To all our listeners, please like, subscribe, and please comment. Let's hear it. So that way, Daily News got a reason to rip into Jada Smith. Let's go. No. Let's get it.
No.
Yeah, like, no, we ain't doing that shit.
Nope. I don't want to hear that.
He's not over that shit, huh?
No, not never. Not never.
Oh, Lord.
What'd she do to you?
Nothing.
You,
not a damn thing.
Yes.
She hurt your wheel.
Who hurt you? Jada Pinkett Smith.
She hurt your wheel.
She Jada your Pinkett, William. Whatever.
Did she hurt William?
Yes. That motherfucker's name. You know why? That motherfucker's real name ain't even William. Thank you very much. Yeah. But everybody over there like, oh my gosh, I love William Smith. That motherfucker's name is Willard. Let's be real, okay? I just want to step there. Willard Smith Jr.
That's worse.
Yep.
That's even worse. Willard
Smith.
That sounds like a paper manufacturing company or something, don't it?
Oh my God.
Willard Packard. Wasn't that the name of it? Willard Packard.
Yeah, it's me.
I think so. I think that was. Yep.
Oh shit. Finally made the connection. No, that's
it's
how
Hillard Packard. It's Hillard Packard. HP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I like Willard better. Willard Packard.
Sound like it should be.
To all y'all that are named Willard, I apologize.
I don't. cut your parents out, whoever named you that shit. Cuss them out. Willard.
So, all right, we done getting jiggy with it. Let's call it.
Oh my God, the worst song he ever fucking put out.
Was it? I'm sorry. Was it like he had like only like two good songs in my mind? Like it was like Switch, which was like the last song you put out, and I can't. There's got to be like Summertime.
Summertime, and parents just don't understand.
Parents don't understand was a classic.
But that fucking get jiggy with, I was like, what the fuck are we doing?
That was low. Yeah, I didn't like that either.
He was feeling himself.
Well, shit, man, you can do that shit, do it.
Yes. If you are emotional and you need a time to cry to all our listeners, please watch the movie 7 Pounds by Will Smith. That shit is deep. One of my favorite movies of his of all time.
And you kind of depressed on this.
You know, it's a good movie. It's a really good movie. 7 Pounds.
I know. Like, it was depressing for a minute, though, watching that shit. I'm like, my God, this is hard to watch.
Everyone watches, it's like, what's it called? Pursuit of Happiness. No, 7 Pounds and Collateral Beauty are good movies. I like them anyway. And so, and you know why I like them? Because Jada Pinkett Smith ain't in them.
Oh, my God. What'd she do to you?
She took everything from me. Like Thanos, what did it cost? Everything.
Oh, Lord.
My innocence.
Well, now we know what that motherfucker trigger warning is. I mean, trigger word is entanglement.
We're going to tangle our way out of this damn episode. Y'all got anything to say?
I wish I was going to see your face just now. Oh my God. I think you had like 4 veins come up on your forehead just now.
I know, boy. Sure.
And one in your neck.
On the next episode of Real Dream Podcast, let's go see how Daily News recovers from his stroke from all the frustration he had talking about this topic. What happened to him? He had a brain aneurysm. Go ahead.
Yeah, that won't be one. We missing an episode this week because News was in the hospital from brain aneurysm. I said the word entanglement too many times.
I didn't even realize that. I saw me twitch.
I'm sure you did.
Let's get out of here, man. Y'all got anything to say to our listeners?
All I just want to say is be careful how you treat people, you know. And if you're going to be helping somebody, make sure that you're helping them out of the kindness of your own heart and not out of obligation or out of sense of superiority.
And to add on to that, sometimes you got to be a motherfucker and hit a motherfucker with another motherfucker. Good night.
Motherfucker, good night.
Right. Hit a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
So, hey, man, just know your worth, man. Just know your worth. Don't take shit that you can't, you know what I mean, that you don't deserve. To end that, man, look, I love you guys.
Love you too.
Now you fucking with me. You've been fucking with me all night about this shit. Hey, I say I love you. I'm still frustrated about this.
You got a special moment, then.
I wish you guys nothing but success and happiness. And to all our listeners out there, keep dreaming. Take care.